You are now tuned in to the new Old Heads Podcast, brought to you by BringingDownTheBand.com, No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, and Printfinity. I am Major 7th. I make beats. I have the hard drive to prove it, and I want that smoke. And directly in front of me, the maestro, Mr. Bringing Down the Band, Longevity.
Hello.
Cheers, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I think we might... Should we actually cheer since I said cheers? Okay.
That was a whack-ass cheer. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah, no,
I've seen
that.
Way better cheerses.
Well, we...
Me too. Cheers.
Shout out to
what
cheers.
What kind of cheers is this?
Shout out to the cheerses. Diagonal, as always, rocking in Warren Central, repping the alumni hoodie, DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
What's going on, my man? You all right?
I'm chilling in the cut, man.
Okay. You sound like a rapper, bro.
I got a brew.
Yeah.
He is a rapper.
Sipping on it.
You right.
Yeah. Not really.
Just for everybody, you know, in case you guys are not keeping track, we want you to keep track. Star Trap is coming.
Mm-hmm.
We actually played some beats today, and I saw Terry actually, you know, he started looking at his phone.
The creative juices are flowing.
Yeah.
We have like 11 beats now for it.
Yeah. So.
Got a whole album.
Oh, album?
Album. He actually, worth the beats.
We actually saw him start writing today. Like, he pulled his phone out. So, I'm very excited to see where this project goes. Immediately to my left, the incomparable DJ Spools.
Hello, Michael.
What's going on, sir?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I like that Sean Price hat.
Thanks, man.
It's dope.
Appreciate
Shout
it.
Shout out to Sean Price. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yes, sir. Episode 64. We just had this conversation, but we're going to go with the West Coast vibe, right, for the,
mm-hmm.
for the 6-4s.
Yep.
We can do that. No Nintendo 64, mm-hmm. no none of that.
Nope.
Okay.
Three-wheel motion.
Three-wheel motion.
There you go.
How about that? We can go with that. This will be a three-wheel motion episode.
Slow motion.
So, I don't know what we're playing in the back here, but...
Today it's Elder Scrolls Online.
Elder Scrolls Online, okay.
Yeah.
Looks like it's pretty dark, but oh well.
Yeah,
so,
you know,
let's jump in.
It's nighttime, bro.
Yes, sir.
It's nighttime. It'll get lighter later.
Mm. Maybe, hopefully it'll get lighter as we continue, perhaps.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Say yes, perhaps.
Say yes. I see
does this game,
there.
Like, does it mimic what time it is locally for you by chance? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't
That'd
think
be kind of cool.
That would be dope.
It would, but I don't think it does.
Yeah.
It looks like the Shire.
It does, man.
Hobbit Shire.
Shout out to the Shire.
Look, I was telling them this looks right up my alley. Just nerdy enough.
Yeah. Right. My nerd game is high for stuff like this. So.
Shout out to the Black Hobbit, man.
Mm.
Y'all know about the Black Hobbit.
Yeah.
I believe you showed me that video, sir.
Yeah, man. He out here. They
He's out there
put
in
him
the Shire.
In a movie.
He getting that paper?
Nah, they left him out in the movie.
Oh, well.
Was that a Dr. Chorizo one?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
It is.
He messed up his bag. That's on him.
Well,
I mean, there's being racist.
Yeah. Okay.
It's messed up.
They like a Black Hobbit in there, man. Or Willie Baggins.
Willie Baggins.
Yeah, man.
That's a dope name. That's better than Frodo.
Y'all sleep on Willie Baggins, man.
That's better than Frodo. I will say that.
Yeah.
The name is way better than Frodo.
Yeah.
Is it?
Gang of kids.
Willie Baggins sounds, it just sounds, Willie Baggins sounds like somebody that'd give you 30. You know what I'm saying? He just seemed like a dude that's cool.
Give you 30 on the court?
On the court. Like,
I don't know, man. I mean, he's a hobbit.
I mean, he could
bet
be.
But he plays barefoot.
Definitely.
He might have good footwork.
That's exactly. That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
You will trip over his big foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could be on some Muggsy Bogues. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
As a hobbit. Yeah.
The habit of a hobbit?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Shouts to Lupe, right?
I don't think he got a shot, though.
Nah.
Not in the league?
No.
Nah, he ain't
Willie Baggins sound like somebody that's a
He ain't getting buckets.
Well, he sound like he got game, so I guess we'll leave it at that.
All right.
Episode 64, three-wheel motion. Spools and I talked about this before we, as we were prepping. Dr. Martin Luther King would be 89 on his most recent birthday. I don't know what you can say or what hasn't already been said in terms of his impact. I find it interesting that a lot of the things that he addressed back in the 60s, civil rights, you know, a lot of that stuff is still here. A lot of the issues, a lot of the stuff that they were moving towards to fight against, some of those issues are still here, still relevant, and Maybe they're disguised different ways, but it's still the same. You know, it's the same sentiments. Like, it feels the same. You know what I mean? And it's crazy that they went through so much back then, and he spearheaded that movement, man. And that's like, to me, his impact will be timeless. Like, when I lived in D.C., I actually got a chance to go out to the monument, and I've also visited his childhood home in Atlanta. You know,
as well.
So it's just dope, man. I went to Ebenezer as well. Got a chance to visit his church. Yeah, you know, because it's down the street, so everything's close together.
All on the same block.
Like, yeah,
his house, the museum.
Yep.
Then the church is right down the street. Yeah.
Yeah, everything is in his old.
I lost all of them pictures, man. We went.
I did
we
too,
went
man.
High school, we went out there.
I think mine was
lost all them pictures.
Might have been a middle school trip, I'm not sure, but I definitely lost all the photos, man. So, but yeah, he just overall, man, what can you say other than just a great, great man, great impact? Spools, you got anything to say to that? Or
no, man, I mean, you said it well, I think. Just somebody I think everybody in this country should be familiar with. He's an American hero,
like, yeah.
And I'm glad, like, I don't know, man, that's one of the books I remember that stands out for me when I was really young, like maybe 8 or 9, that my mom, like, we'd go to the library and stuff, and my mom was like, you know, put in my hand, was about Martin Luther King. And
that's dope.
Yeah, man. I think that have been other, I guess, and this might sound strange coming from a white person, but other black leaders that I think should be celebrated like he is celebrated.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
But why would that sound strange, Spools?
I don't know. Because, you know, what do I know?
more than a lot, sir.
But what's no, man, I think it's, you know. And like you said, Mike, I mean, I think there are things that are still going on today that, you know, Dr. King would be, you know, doing the same thing now.
Can you guys imagine... I guess what his reaction would be to Trump, what his reaction would be to the kneeling.
I don't think Donald Trump would be our president if.
Yeah,
I have no rebuttal to that. I have no rebuttal to that.
Yeah, if there were a lot of different civil rights leaders still alive or
I
was revolutionaries, say the same thing, man.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of things would have went down. Like they have, like, even if JFK wasn't assassinated, I think a lot of things would have been different.
Good call.
Because there were things that he was trying to put into place that were pretty much taken out of the equation once he passed.
Yeah.
I don't see Trump being president and.
Malcolm X or Fred Hampton.
Yeah.
Or, you know, people. It's
definitely not.
Edgar Evers.
If Tupac was alive, Trump wouldn't be president.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I know we laughing, but Tupac was very influential, like, straight up. Like, he said what his plans were, you know, and then, unfortunately, he got an untimely death as well. So, you know, overall, just a great man, man. Legacy still lives on. And, like we all said, it's unfortunate that we still have to, you know, go down that road.
I like the social media movement that is where people are sharing quotes that aren't just the I have a dream speech, you know, because
that's all everybody knows.
I know. And when you talk about a lot of times we're talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know, everybody says that, well, Martin Luther King was the peaceful one, right?
Yeah,
that's what. Yeah, falsely, I think that's. I mean, that whole discussion is, and that's not. I'm not saying he wasn't peaceful. I'm saying they're like Malcolm X always gets. I've brought this up before.
One.
He gets tagged as like the
quote unquote
the violent,
radical,
the violent radical guy.
Yeah,
but he really, you know, he said by any means necessary, and that
is about affirmative
him.
Action.
Yeah.
So, Martin Luther King was more about he talked about it. He preached about it. The peaceful protest, the marches, the if we do this enough, then they have to take heed. Whereas Malcolm X was more of a action. He wanted action. I can't say that he did a lot of action as far as just out there doing things like that, but he was definitely for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where that those different contrasts come from.
I think Malcolm X has been demonized, though.
And that's where I was about to go. Like, especially when we talk about Trump and supporters of Trump, and a lot of the older white baby boomer generation will say, well, you know, Malcolm X, they view Malcolm X as a terrorist almost, as opposed to what they view, you know.
Yeah.
The way I understood it, though, Malcolm came back from, he came back from Mecca, like, on some even more peaceful than what he may have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? After he went there and came back, it was like he had an enlightening.
The thing about it is, Malcolm X was calling people out.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But
sure.
He was doing it in a very intelligent
Muhammad.
Way.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about Elijah Muhammad. This is
just overall
before all of that started happening.
Yeah.
He was calling out the government. He wasn't afraid to talk about what's going on and the situations that existed back then and still to this day still exist. Like if you go back and listen to some of the lectures and conversations that Malcolm X had, it is still very prevalent today.
Mm-hmm. Same with Dr. King. Mm-hmm.
And the way he would lay it down would just be so.
He's brilliant.
So
man.
Yeah, it would be powerful to the point where it might have scared people.
Mm-hmm. Some people have a. I think Malcolm was one of these people. One of these people. Some people have a skill set in terms of public speaking. Like there's a certain way when you speak, when you can actually convey your message.
Right.
Charisma.
That's the word. He's full of it, man. Like he just had it.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard public speakers before that are dope, but it's not that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that. Dr. King's voice is just, it's commanding. You know what I'm saying? When he talks, that's we're talking about preaching or lecture or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just dope. It commands your attention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Malcolm's to me comes from when you hear him talk, it's you're hearing, and this isn't taken away from anything, you know, anything away from anyone, but a very knowledgeable human being.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes through just in the way, and I could see where I think I'm not sure who just said it, but where someone might be afraid of that or be intimidated by by that.
Especially
whereas Dr. King probably comes across a smidge softer when he,
especially
when,
he's speaking on a lot of stuff that a lot of the country doesn't want to accept as truth, and
which makes it even more uncomfortable.
There's a delicacy there in a way that, you know,
if you think about it, Malcolm X is scary to Spool's point because it's like this articulate black guy that is not scared of anything. He's well-spoken.
He knows
he's
100%
well-read.
About what he's talking about.
He knows
about.
Everything, knows all the angles. You can't catch him up. Like, he was probably very scary, you know what I'm saying, because he was so on point. I think it's also dope, like, you know, we talked about legacy. We always talk about things that last.
Legacy.
And I just think it's dope that those guys still, you know what I'm saying, now. We weren't even born. Right. But we have done our research, or we've read, or we've heard, we've watched, and we know their impact.
Yeah, the autobiography of Malcolm X is one of the best books out.
I was literally just going to talk about that. Yeah, man. I was literally going to say I recommend anybody of any race or ethnicity to read that book.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize his home was in, childhood home was in Omaha. Was it Omaha, Nebraska?
I think it was where he's born. But
born in Omaha, I'm sorry.
Moved to Detroit, I believe.
Yeah, Detroit Red. Great movie. Shout out to Spike Lee. That movie was dope.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually New York City, right?
Denzel did his thing.
Harlem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's crazy how, so you got the flip side of the coin. You say that Malcolm X was more of the boisterous, call to action type of person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Martin Luther King was more the peaceful, trying to come to a common ground type of person. And people say that they didn't like this one and like this one, but they still met the same fate, regardless of whether you thought this approach was peaceful and this one was violent. It didn't even matter.
It speaks volumes to that.
That's why all those arguments are really mute.
Right.
Even on its completely separate level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they weren't relevant anyways, but it
makes it that much worse. Yeah.
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 Both resulted in the same thing. Exact
same exact thing. I think it was within, a year or two.
Yeah.
It's pretty close, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Like,
Martin's death preceded Malcolm, right?
But you bring up an interesting point. Like, there's a point in time, and I think I've brought up these CNN documentaries, like they've got these decades, right?
Yeah.
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
I remember that, yep.
If you guys go back, because, I mean, I was born in 83, so we were all born roughly around that same time. But take a look. The 60s were fucking crazy in the United States, man, as far as, like, stuff like that was concerned, because not only did you have, like, you know, Malcolm and Dr. King both assassinated, but JFK was assassinated in there.
His brother
was assassinated in there. You had people like Fred Hampton, like Medgar Evers down in, you know, I think it was in Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, these things, that's a crazy time to be alive, man. And that's domestic. And then outside of the international thing, the Bay of Pigs and stuff like that, you know, not to sway this away, but the 60s were fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
Like, as far as the political and social climate.
It's a common trend, though, so that just goes to show you how long this type of behavior has been going on, because there's always been acts of terrorism right here on our own soil. It doesn't matter what decade, what class you were from, they were all subject to
something. Yep.
Dude, it's...
I agree.
One of the episodes talks about, like, it's called, like, domestic terrorists or something like that. And it was basically talking about how many domestic terrorist groups there were here, like, that were formed in the United States. And like, there was some weird, I don't want to like misquote this, but it was a number that jumped out to me. It's like, wow, like X number of bombings done by domestic terrorist groups in the United States every year in the 60s. And it was high. Like, it was like, I think it averaged out to more than one a day. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Now you're talking about small to large, you know what I mean? But blowing up federal buildings, I mean, like, it was crazy, man.
Yeah.
Make America great again.
Speaking of, thank you for the alley-oop, sir.
You're welcome.
45 is back at it again.
With the white Vans.
Man.
I wish it was just white Vans.
Man, white Skechers.
You think they're Skechers long?
He probably wears Skechers.
I don't know.
He probably got the high sole joints.
He got the Mr. McAtees.
He's got the U.S. Polo Assassinations, is what I call him.
He definitely has.
Oh, you got the U.S. Polo Assassinations.
Assassinations. Yeah.
Shout out to U.S. Polo Assassination.
It ain't Ralph, though.
No.
I bet he's got those Steph Currys that came out a couple years ago.
You know, Steph has
improved. The new Stephs are actually
the nurse issues.
Yeah, his first joints was trash, though.
Yeah.
You know, we sneakerheads, you know, his first joints was trash.
Yeah.
Orthopedic boys.
Yeah, very much
trash.
So. Real community hospital-like.
Well, St. Vincent game was high.
Yeah, super high.
High.
Yeah. Methodist game.
High.
Arch support.
High. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Did I miss anything? St. John's, if you're from Anderson. High.
High.
Community, if you're from Anderson. High.
Man.
My mom works at community. What's up, Mom?
Hey, Mom. All right, man.
I even give him a throwback joint. Winona, y'all remember Winona Hospital?
I'm not from Knapp, so I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's how
I do.
Yeah, that's his shoe game.
What about Wishard?
Yeah.
I've heard that name. Thank you, Bradley.
Wishard game high. Now Eskenazi.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Hey, babe.
Hey, what's up, Sarah?
Eskenazi game real high.
High.
Yeah.
I think we got him covered.
Definitely.
So 45.
Those were those shoes.
45 is back in the news yet again. It's 2018. We're still talking about this fool.
What'd he say?
Check this out.
What'd he say?
Check this out. So let me get my air quotes up.
All right.
A la Lone. Allegedly, President Trump reportedly used the term.
Allegedly and reportedly.
I got both of them. I want to cover it.
All right.
Used the term shithole countries. During a discussion about protections for immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and African nations, saying he would rather have immigrants from Norway of all the places. Good old Norway. During the ensuing
people in Norway want to stay in Norway.
I'm going to get to that. Which included news anchors bluntly calling him a racist. Shout out to Don Lemon. I saw that. He definitely called him a racist.
Don Lemon got his... He stuck his chest out this time.
Good for Don Lemon.
Yeah.
He bodied him.
He's come full circle since Ferguson.
Yes, he has.
Like, he bodied him, though. Like, he didn't. You know what? You know who else bodies him? Is Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
He bodies him.
Definitely.
Yeah, he bodies him.
But the way that Don Lemon did it, like he said, versus him back when Ferguson happened.
Oh, yeah. Night and day.
Was, hey, man.
Yeah. He's like, the president of the United States is a racist.
Is a racist.
Straight up.
A racist,
yeah.
Straight up, man. It was dope. He made his family proud.
Yeah. I was proud, too. We fooled with you, Don Lemon. But they also say that, let's see, Bluntly Car Racist, and it says, Haiti and Botswana are demanding an apology.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, here's my thing, man. So, I was in a...
Well, he said he didn't do it, so.
Yeah.
I mean, he always says he didn't do it.
Check this out, though. I'm in a conversation, what I call a lone conversation.
Fake news.
Now, lone conversations are conversations that I want to tiptoe in and out of, but I really don't want to get in because I know I don't want to engage with this foolishness. Sometimes lone will come in and body a conversation on Facebook and just leave. Like me, I'm peeping back in to see if anybody else is going to try to get me going.
Trying to throw a jab.
Yeah. But here's the thing. So I was having a conversation about shithole, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can use that how you want.
talking about
yeah, you can call mouth. Him that or whatever you want, whatever
poop
y'all want
to
do.
Poop
I don't
knife.
Know about poop.
All these poop knife countries.
I ain't. I'm not going to go there. We ain't going to entertain that foolishness.
Oh.
I laughed very hard. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Long story short, they're like, yeah. So has any film come out on this? Is it recorded? And I'm like, fam, like. It doesn't matter. Like, you're almost saying, like, well, if it's not recorded, he would never say anything like that. I'm like, his history shows.
Can I ask, how was it reported, though? Can I ask that? Because I don't know a ton about this.
There were multiple sources from people that were inside the room that confirmed it.
Okay.
That he said it.
Cool.
And they were apparently, they weren't media people, were they?
No.
They were like senators or something.
Like White House people, quote unquote.
I'm probably even butchering that. I don't know if it was a senator. It was representatives of some sort.
There were at least there were multiple sources that came out. Yeah,
good some job, Donnie.
A bunch of politicians,
idiot.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know why people continue to give your boy the benefit of the doubt.
Some people are still like, well, aren't they? I mean, they are shithole countries.
I like my president to just say dumb shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whatever's on his video of a lady that was so enthusiastic about what Trump said. She
on the
like,
shithole joint?
Yeah, this is how we all feel anyway. He's just saying it.
Wow.
It is so crazy because
I don't feel that way.
These are the same people
Thanks, Bradley.
That claim to be Christians.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And
yep.
who claim for him to be a Christian president.
Tell it, man.
And are going over to these countries on their so-called missions or whatever. So how are you going over to help these people who you think and claim are pretty much shitholes?
Can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways.
Can't have it both ways.
It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that Mother Teresa just wasting her time in shithole countries.
Man.
You're right. It's a giant, like, hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it's
that's
a giant shithole.
That's too bad, man. Like, and Trump's...
I need it, Spools. Go ahead.
I was saying. Just like an idiot. Like, why... So let's say he feels that way,
which does.
Is wrong... Right in itself, right.
Yeah, he feels. Let's say
like,
he feels that way.
You can keep that.
Yeah,
to yourself. Like
you don't have to articulate it that way.
No.
I don't think he knows how to keep certain things to himself. He spews this stuff out, and then once it's out there, there's always a bunch of backtracking. Oh, that's fake. I didn't say it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's
like something has to stick. Because you're not owning up to none of this stuff that's coming out.
I mean, he don't care, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the thing.
That's his
thing. He doesn't
thing.
Care.
And honestly, I hate to say it, guys, but Americans don't.
Yeah.
No. Nah.
He appeals to a lot of those people.
Yeah.
And the crutch or what I always hear.
Americans, but.
The failsafe is.
A nice majority.
Not everybody.
A great chunk.
The failsafe is, well, what we like so much about him is that he's just human. He's flawed. Like, he's human. Like, everybody makes mistakes. And I'm like, yeah, but he's making a lot of mistakes over and over and over
as
ridiculous. The president of the United States. I can go mess up tomorrow. I'm not the president of the United States.
One of the key parts of being the president of the United States is just the ability to speak well. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not obviously like a... But your ability to communicate.
What's the level of charisma, you know?
Is important. So to me, when people are like, he's flawed, that's okay. That's to me being like, oh, that point guard who can't dribble very well. Well,
okay.
He's just flawed, it's okay. He should still start.
Yeah.
Like to me, that's you can't do some of the basic like requirements of the job all that well.
No,
like,
he's not very good
we're
at
not
it.
Asking
Let me give
you
an
you
example. At
much.
My job, if they were like let's say I don't know, fuck it. It doesn't matter. You guys get the point. It's just just like okay, here's another good one. When I always laugh about and get on my high horse about when people are like, oh, that's a good project. He raps to the beat well.
Mm.
Like, he's supposed to. Supposed to be able to rap to the beat well. Like that's you're a rapper.
Yeah, that's a
like,
given.
Hey man,
he writes the beat well. Man, he got good melodies.
He's saying stuff, man. He picked good beats. He did all these things.
It's like these are the core functions
Those are
of
the
job
things you're supposed
description.
To be doing.
You know, like if there was a job description for president, strong communication skills, I think would be
near the top, if not there. At the like, mm-hmm. it's up there.
I don't know, but we'll lower the bar for him continuously. Yeah. I don't know why, but
yeah. Well, because you know he speaks his mind.
Yeah, he's real. He's flawed. So,
because
I don't know, man.
His mind.
To me, it's just a child's mentality.
And I'm not like some uppity cat either. Like, you have to speak, like, just not, like, don't be an asshole.
We're talking basic level common sense communication. I'm not, what he's talking about, we're not asking you to do something that's miraculous.
But again,
just average, regular conversation.
But again,
read what's in front of you, fam. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do. Right?
But again, that's that's not what he's trying to do or what he's. Yeah.
He doesn't care. To your point, he doesn't care.
No, that's. Yeah, he doesn't care. That's not in his job description.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah. I mean, all right, so example.
All right.
It's the previous president, who we all know who that is.
Mm. Barack Obama.
Was very High articulate apart, and could talk, and he was just all of that. He was a...
Total package.
Yeah, total package. His wife total was package. The same thing.
Yep.
She'll actually be here, like, mm-hmm. thinking like a day or so. That,
yeah. Oh, word?
Yeah, she's speaking at... At some
Banker's Life.
Yeah.
Gotta be dope.
But Almost just to clip, before you go further, what we're talking about is not necessarily how we're talking about how he speaks in general into nations.
Right.
And how he's perceived as the president, as the representative of our country.
Yes.
Not just how he speaks.
And, and a good example of that would be the guy that was president before Barack Obama, mm-hmm. was George W. Bush, who mm-hmm. I was not a fan of necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
However, and he wasn't the most articulate president.
Nah.
However, he wasn't just spewing garbage and like negativity out. Like you would hear about George W. Bush saying dumb shit. You wouldn't hear about him saying like hateful shit.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? There's a large difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like when Trump says stuff now, it's just I don't expect him to ever apologize for anything.
Nah.
So when he does, it's just like, well, he's not sincere.
To Lone's point when he talks about...
and it doesn't come across like he is because maybe that's how he is.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Lone said it when he said he doesn't care. It's like they prep him. I in my mind, they prep him. All right, this is what we're going to come out here and do. This is what we're going to come out here and say. And then he walks all the way out there and is just like, fuck it. I'm going to say what I want. Like, that's what it feels like to me. It's like, all right, we did all this prepping. I have my speech prepared, but I'm going to say what I want. It's a freestyle. Like, that's the way I take it, everything that he says. It's a freestyle. A bad freestyle.
Bad.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. We'll see. Obviously, we're going to have to continue to talk about this clown.
He's not the best.
I mean, people like bad music, so.
Facts. I see what you did there. It's brilliant. Yeah. I like that.
His Eli Porter game is
He's not the best, man.
Real mediocre.
He did it.
He's not the best.
You know, I might like Eli better, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely like Eli better.
That's what I'm saying. His Eli Porter game is real mediocre. Yeah.
I like Envy more than Donald Trump.
Yeah, Envy. Mm-hmm.
Lego.
What about you like academics more?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to, speaking of academics, an older episode.
Like, way more than Trump.
Like episode 5 or something.
Yeah.
And there was a part where, because I've listened to academics for a while, but at one point I was like, he's really not that bad or something along those lines. And then the more I started listening to him over time, like, He's a herb, dude. Like
he's a cornball, no doubt about it. Yeah, he's a cornball. Get your bread though, young man. Get your bread.
I guess.
Hmm. But
sorry, I just think he's
cornball.
What in the Joe Budden is going on?
What
again?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Joe Budden's
man.
What in the Joe Budden's?
Yeah. Speaking of people that talk really well.
Okay.
So
shout out to Lone's character with contacts. We see her. Is that you?
No, that's not me.
That's somebody else? That's the merchant.
Right.
That's the merchant, right?
Mike trying to shoot his shot. That's what this whole segment is about.
What color contacts?
Hey, man, look at her contacts.
They match her fit, though.
Well,
do you always do that when you go out?
I sound like I was at the Black Expo when I said that they match her fit, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard anybody say that.
You've never heard the phrase, something matches a fit?
No, not her eyes.
You've been in some areas where contacts match a young lady's fit. I saw it all the time on the South Side of Chicago.
I've never heard anybody just be like, her eyes match her fit.
Well, you know, South Side of Chicago is different.
Sounds like it could be a song.
Yeah. But go ahead, man.
Oh, people that speak very well.
Yes.
So Oprah
mm-hmm.
had a very nice conversation with the people
at
the Golden Globes?
Yes, it was an acceptance speech or something like that.
Where everybody wore the black for the Me Too movement,
which
kind of goes into another conversation that we're going to have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But since that acceptance speech and what she said, everybody's wanting to put her in the running for 2020 to be president.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I bring her up is because there seems to be a new trend to where it's almost like people don't want politicians to be the president anymore. It's like they want the most popular person or somebody that is more entertainment, well, in the entertainment field to be the leader of the country.
That says a lot about this country.
So I think this is how do y'all feel about
interesting topic, actually.
Yeah. How do y'all feel about that?
So where I thought you were headed first with it, because there's a couple ways you can, like you said, they don't want politicians to be the president or office anymore. Like, that was the draw about Trump for some people.
Right.
Facts.
And there's something even to me that's kind of alluring about that, because I think the political game is unnecessary and kind of ridiculous, and I think it alienates people from wanting to participate in it sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the amount of people that actually do vote. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that says a lot. But when you went in the direction of it being celebrities more so, like, that I don't like as much.
Right.
Like, the most popular person. Like, Donald Trump doesn't have any political experience.
No.
He has business experience, but he doesn't have any. And, you know, shouts to all those people that want a businessman or businesswoman. Not to sound rude, but you probably want a businessman running the country. You know what I mean? The conservatives. I don't see them putting a female candidate up anytime soon. So
I don't know, they might put Tommy Lauren up.
Yeah. It's seriously that falls in line
bunch
with the celebrity in the
we going
you know.
To Canada to have
man.
But did you see her sing in 21
Savage? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, man. Oh my God.
That reeks of corniness. I haven't even seen it, but
it's terrible, man.
But so I think it's interesting because Ronald Reagan was a he was an actor before he ever got into
Ronald
politics.
Ronald Reagan was an actor.
He was.
Shouts to Killer Mike.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, he did.
John
a
Wayne,
mixture of
like
a few different
Jesse
things,
the Body Ventura was governor of Minnesota for a while.
Arnold. That actually might be my favorite Killer Mike song, Reagan.
Reagan? It's the video is really cool, too.
It is.
Yeah. Untitled's mine. That shit's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. He's also been brought on as an advisor for the mayor.
Man, T.I.
He's somebody else that I love.
Mayor Bottoms.
Mayor Bottoms, yep.
Mm-hmm. Like listening to him talk, Killer
That's
Mike.
A great
He's a very intelligent mm-hmm. person.
David Banner as well, to mm-hmm. your point. Those brothers are sharp.
But
anyways.
I don't like the trend towards the celebrity because it's the whole popularity thing. I think it's weird. Like, I think it's another step towards like the movie Idiocracy and like an episode of Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm. That Black Mirror shit is real. I don't care what nobody says.
I've almost got all the season 3 watched.
I'm asleep.
I got one more to watch.
But. Trump wouldn't have sex with a pig.
Mm.
Probably not. I'll tell you what, and I don't want to get it too far off your topic, so we'll talk about Black Mirror next or something like that. But no, it's tough, man, because, again, the political system isn't appealing to a lot of people as far as us citizens that, like, and maybe I'm speaking too broadly. I don't like the political system. I think it's kind of weird. I think it's smoke screens and a whole bunch of other shit that kind of makes you not mad.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you know, and that's frustrating to me because that's supposed to not be what it's about.
It's Bloods and Crips on another level.
Yeah. So if it were to be,
I like that.
If it were to be, get away from the whole, the way the political game is now, I'm cool with that. As long as those people that are getting away from it know, like, still know the game. You know what I mean? And I don't mean like the shady game. I mean like the political game. You know what I mean? Like how to maneuver. Just shit like that. I just haven't. I don't think Tommy Lauren is going to do. I don't think Trump's really doing a very good job of that. I don't think. I don't know how Jesse the Body Ventura. Ronald Reagan had a tremendous political career. Didn't care for a lot of the things that happened while he was president, but he was a politician for a long time.
All in all,
I think it's unfortunate.
To me, it's the lesser, I guess, what of the two evils you want, because I'm not that political in terms of being that well versed on it. So that's why. I don't talk about politics a lot until I watch, until I read, until I learn, until I make sure I know what I'm speaking on. But if I have to gauge politicians versus entertainers based off what we've gone through thus far, it's like, all right, to Spool's point, corruption is everywhere. Bullshit is everywhere, right? So we know the political system is crooked. We know that. But at the same time, it's like, to his point about Reagan with actual political experience, it's like, I feel like the country is being run by someone that does not have a clue about what the fuck they're doing at all.
That's
when it comes
true.
To, from a political standpoint, mental stability standpoint.
No, he was cleared.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he did. Right, yeah, he did get cleared. Sorry about that. You're right. Good call.
He was very smart.
He's very smart now. He was cleared.
I mean, the letter seems like it was written by Donald Trump.
Yeah, he took the test. You're right. I'm sorry.
He's the most healthy person in America.
Yeah, he took
right
the test.
Now.
He's clear. But good call.
The healthiest person ever.
Ever.
Yeah, he's very clear.
It says it right here on the certificate.
But no, man, it's like, based off the experiences that we have now, I'm like.
Got a doctor note.
Does, yeah,
and I fool Oprah.
Look, yeah. Everyone.
But this is the thing. It's a double-edged sword because
sword.
Time out.
Shouts to Wu-Tang.
Yeah, let me go ahead and turn my mic to the side here.
Why?
You just gonna clip everything? Jeez.
Why are we? Why are we?
We
ringing
can cut
the
that
bell?
Out. Cause it's not a sword.
Why is it?
Cause this is not a Wu-Tang album.
This is a hip-hop podcast.
No. Good call. Good try, though.
It is, though.
He laughed, too.
It doesn't matter who laughed. It didn't merit the bell.
It didn't merit the bell.
Anyway,
I'm saying. Go ahead.
So you end up putting somebody in that position that is a celebrity or some social idiot or something like that that's just popular. And at the end of the day, you have to have someone else near him who is a politician. I.e. President
Pence.
Trump and Mike Pence. Mike Pence is a piece of shit.
Facts.
He's a for real politician.
Facts.
And what I mean by for real politician, generally, a lot of the for real politicians are pretty shitty people.
Facts.
They bounce back and forth over with what they believe in and what they stand for. They don't really stand on solid ground.
At all.
So if you put this celebrity in a position to be the president.
Excuse me.
And then you have the second in command, pretty much. I mean, it's almost like you want to see the person you want to see as the president, but that's just and this goes back to the whole puppet thing. There's somebody out in the front. It takes that puppet thing to a whole nother level because a lot of people don't realize the president doesn't make a whole lot of the decisions. It still has to go through Congress and
plenty
the Senate.
Of channels to get
you know what
through.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's not in. He doesn't just get to say this is what goes down. So now you have.
I don't
this,
think Donald Trump totally understood that when he got this job.
Right. Right.
He definitely was on Twitter talking about he could do
everything.
Pretty much whatever he wants.
Yeah. So you got this other person, which is controlling the other person,
right?
Which is being controlled by everybody else,
right?
It's like, I don't know. I don't know if I really want it to be that messy all the time.
No. So, I mean, it's same either way you go with it, though. I mean, your original point was talking about popular people versus politicians. So,
right.
I mean, I think there's a medium. Median? Medium? What's the correct word there?
I think we want...
Sword.
Yeah. So nice. There's a correct sword there. That we
I think
have.
We want median on that one. Median.
I think that we want the correct sword. And depending on what that is, you know, sometimes it's... You know, there are decent politicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times they don't have the popular appeal.
Yep.
So,
but that's the world we live in, man. Like, to me, that makes it even... That makes America, the United States of America, appear even more scary that we want someone like Oprah to be a presidential candidate.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
But, I mean, Oprah does seem like a better candidate than Donald Trump, so yeah. Maybe that's the way they're looking at it. You know?
But that still speaks
to... I would vote
for
Oprah over Donald Trump every day of the week.
Yeah.
I would rather Oprah stick to what she's good at doing right now.
For sure.
Because she's really good at doing that.
She's a billionaire.
All the things that she does. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason.
I feel like if she were president, everybody in America would get a new car.
I like
you get a new car.
Exactly.
You get a new car. Or we all get new cars.
Or like some new appliances or something like that. Everybody. Like everybody. She would just be like the next day.
Everybody gets front load washer and dryers.
Next day, there's delivery trucks out in front of everybody.
Everybody gets new cars.
Everybody gets front load washer and dryer. And Tide Pods.
Thank you, Oprah.
And Tide
Speaking
Pods.
Speaking of Tide Pods.
Yeah. You see that shit?
I think I know what y'all talking about.
Did you guys
about.
See what I posted in the community?
Did you post it in community? Yeah. I didn't see you post.
Oh, it's just a thing. It's a picture of a comedian. And he's saying, I wonder if in all these shithole countries, if the parents have to tell their idiot kids not to eat Tide Pods.
Or that, smoke them.
Is that a new challenge?
Did you see the dude
That's
smoke?
A dumb challenge.
Some dude was dabbing a Tide Pod.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds like some Donald Trump shit to me.
Yeah.
I like that long. That's that. Hold on. The Tide, it's called a Tide Pod Challenge. Is that what it is?
I didn't know it was just a challenge. Eating them.
I see, like,
people are eating them.
Right?
Yeah. That's fuck shit if you're eating Tide Pods.
Yeah.
Tide Pods. That's some fuck shit.
I mean, like, a couple of kids have died, if I'm not
that's
mistaken.
That's what I'm saying. Spool.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you do that, though? Who? How?
It's
Why?
Stupid social. It's like social media shit and stuff. It's crazy to me.
Mm. I don't like it.
We do not advocate Tide Pod
we
eating.
We absolutely don't advocate that.
Don't mix that.
Read the fucking Tide box and see what it says about what's going to happen if that does. You know
what is like, it for, Spools? What's Tide for?
It's for clothing.
It gets out stains.
To wash it.
Wash.
Yeah. Wash your clothes.
Tide Pods trending in the news right now.
There we go.
Why the Tide? This is the first thing that pops up from ABC News. Why the Tide Pod Challenge is dangerous and potentially deadly.
Why do you have to tell somebody that?
Told you. Tide Pod Challenge. That's stupid.
This is pretty funny. I don't know who this guy is.
This era is trash, man.
It says 1998. In 20 years, we'll have flying cars. 2018. We literally have to tell people not to eat Tide Pods.
It's Idiocracy.
Man.
What else are we talking about?
All right, man. Let's
we was in the Me Too section real
quick. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's do...
Because we're down to like 20
You said Me Too. You want to do the app I told you about with Nick Cannon, which kind of...
Well, you can kind of... We can sub into that by speaking on the whole Me Too...
Fair enough.
The Me Too... What's it called? Campaign or whatever.
It's just
whatever.
A campaign overall.
What's new in Me Too?
Okay,
apparently, I missed it.
Yeah, I must have missed that one.
The Me Too
new,
thing?
Is there something new on that one?
Well, there's somebody who was accused of something.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Oh, I got you.
Before that, so real quick, who Black is Mirror actually, Season 3 is super dope.
What is?
Black Mirror Season 3.
If you you seen it?
Yeah. I've watched them all except one. But
The last Very episode's one of the best ones, too.
Yeah. The last one's dope.
Of,
I haven't watched five.
Four. No, that's in Season 4.
There's a fourth season?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what we're on now?
Yeah, it's fourth season.
I thought season 3 is what just came out. No, it is season four. Okay, all right. Yeah, you're right.
Somebody was accused, though.
Yeah, somebody was accused who is actually an advocate for...
Mm-hmm. He's got a book called Modern Romance.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's got a series called Master of None,
mm-hmm.
which is all about relationships.
Pretty much.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Master of None's not a bad show at all.
It's a really good show, actually.
Parks and Rec was a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Aziz Ansari
was accused of sexual harassment or
I don't know
sexual
what
misconduct.
Sexual misconduct. I think that's a good term because it wasn't rape.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Are these legal charges?
I don't know. Honestly.
No, I think it's so there's
I don't think it's there yet.
there's an pretty much a young lady reached out to a publication and gave her account of what's going or what happened on this even prior to this night, like even meeting him and then her having a day with him, so on and so forth, and the things that happened at his house.
It's very detailed.
Very detailed. It's interesting to say the least, and this is where the kind of gray area comes to play, because certain things happened, and I guess she was expecting him to take social clues, but yet she still acted on some of the things that she said she wasn't really
ready for.
Ready
or
for
to do
more than once in the same occasion.
Yep,
had times or chances where she could actually leave the situation.
Yep,
and stay to watch episodes of Seinfeld.
I can't believe it.
It's just an interesting story and an interesting situation, especially based upon who's involved in the situation. And I don't really know, because it's almost like if you don't believe certain things, you can be perceived a certain way. But it's just, I don't know.
I don't think there's anything. Here's my thing. I think that her story is probably accurate. I think everything.
Doesn't sound like it was hogwash.
Everything that she said, I think, is probably accurate. I think everything that she's all the accounts.
Yep.
Fine. You know, I don't want to take away what she felt and all that other stuff, but you know, at the same time,
there's a lot of gray area.
Everything
here,
that you just said. So so it starts off with them going on a date, and she articulated, "Oh, he kind of wanted to leave the date early." Okay. Well, then you kind of know. You're going back to his place, first date, and you go in. Okay.
Yep.
We're talking about nonverbal communication, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It goes both ways.
Yep.
You know, excuse me. One, nonverbal communication, not everybody registers all nonverbal communication.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw that out there. Just, you know, I'm somebody personally who I don't want to throw myself in this situation, but I don't read body language very well, personally. If I talk to somebody, I may not pick up on something. It'll just go over my head.
Unless they say no.
Unless you speak, or if you speak verbal. I'm just talking in general. Like if I'm sitting at a bar, if I'm sitting at a bar with you guys, right? Say we're coaches.
Shout out to Lone.
And Mike goes like, yeah, that girl over there, she's interested in you.
Yeah.
All right. Did she say something?
Yeah.
That's just me though.
Right.
I mean, she might have said no. She might have said yes.
Shout out to Terry getting loaned out here with the feds.
But did she say no?
Like, with you, though, she's got to say no, right?
She's got to be like,
or else
no,
she's
no.
going to keep going, right?
What's the word I'm looking for, Terry?
It's got
to implicate.
It's actually got to be the actual word, too. It can't be. No. These are jokes.
Sorry.
But. There was a lot of, I guess the thing that we're speaking on, the gray area that we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Is the nonverbal communication, is the coercion aspect of things. Is the fact that even though she said that she felt uncomfortable, she stayed and she engaged in multiple sexual acts with her.
Twice.
Her uncomfortable feelings that she had, I believe her.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I believe everything that she said. I just feel like there has to be some sort of a, quote unquote, our word, accountability.
Yes.
If it sounded like a bad date, it sounded like she didn't have a good time. Like things didn't pan out the way that she wanted them to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It didn't necessarily seem like he had ill intent.
Nah, because he actually texted her the next morning.
But even if he was, let's say he was completely oblivious of all this stuff, he still didn't have ill intent.
Right.
And then it goes down to the other, you know, then there's the education aspect of, okay, is this something that's taught in our society? You know, like, he's a 34-year-old man.
Yep.
He didn't think that he did something wrong, but he did. Right. Allegedly.
Sure. Allegedly.
And you know, he did come across as a creep. Don't get me wrong. He did come across.
He did some corny stuff too.
That's what I mean. Corny, creepy, whatever word you want to use. Yeah. He did some stuff that's kind of like he sounded like he was like a 16-year-old kid. Yeah. You know, like it's just
Quagmire level was high.
Quagmire. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah, he did a little bit of that.
And we've said multiple times in the past, you don't quagmire unless you know somebody.
Right.
Straight up.
That's a fact.
So I felt like she was trying, she was feeling the situation out. There's a human factor here. Yeah, I was having a conversation with somebody, and there's a human factor involved in these types of things where it seemed like she was feeling out what was going on. And at the same time, it felt like he didn't necessarily know that he was necessarily crossing the line.
She actually said, I think when she was saying that she wasn't comfortable, she told him something like maybe next time.
Yeah, she did say that.
Yeah, so.
That's an interesting statement in that particular moment.
You know?
For someone that is
it's like,
mad uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But to his point, there's so much gray area here in terms of the communication, the nonverbals. It's like through the midst of everything, she said, well, maybe there's a next time or whatever. I'm paraphrasing here because I already heard what you said, but that's the weird part.
So maybe he thinks that the couch is the next time.
Yeah. Like,
all right, this is too much. We're going to sit on the couch. And then he feels like he's going to point at his member and she's going to be okay, which she was.
Right.
Or maybe she wasn't, but she did anyways. So I don't know. I don't know where the patriarchal power segment comes into that. Like the man, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's really a thing here. I don't know. I guess maybe
it's just weird, man. It's just weird.
It is weird. I don't think he should be, based on what I heard, I don't think he should be like charged with a crime.
Did you read the actual story that she had, or
some of it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you guys, do you disagree?
No, I don't disagree. Yeah.
I don't disagree.
It seemed like a bad date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like something that you regret. Doing,
something,
you know, yeah.
Like I'm not a woman. We've had this discussion about, you know, numbers of different, you know, different things. But I'm not a woman, so I can't say like that she shouldn't have spoken out.
100%. I can't.
If that's what she felt like doing, I just don't. I'll tell you this,
but she was anonymous.
You know, if you were, let me ask you this: if you were a female and you were raped and you came out and were like Me Too and were in support of this, would you feel like the story that you just heard was in any way, shape, or form resembled what you went through?
Right, and
those seem like tragically different things to me.
Yeah, I've read a lot of different,
but it's hard to say. I'm not a woman, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
From the outside looking in.
As soon as this happened, at first I was just like, oh man, like this is a messed up situation. No, I don't think she did anything. I don't
know.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing that she did that was wrong.
Nor do I.
It was the
insinuation that he was. Do you think he was forcing her to do anything?
Here's the thing. And
that's where it gets tricky.
That's where, exactly. It could be a, like you said, something that's just kind of built in that's definitely not okay, but like a forcefulness as far as like males, and they think it's like natural.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it points to some of that.
Yeah.
What you know, dudes or quagmires might call just, oh, I'm just being persistent. It's like, no, man. Like, imagine somebody was trying to sell you something the way you were acting. You would get annoyed as fuck. Now pretend that it's like your body and they're just falling. You know what I mean? So you have to to have empathy for those situations. You know what I mean?
Said.
And not treat, as a male, treat females that way. Maybe that is what this is talking more about, the criminal aspect of it that's gone on in Hollywood and outside of Hollywood, and that's been a part of society in a way, too.
It's completely different than those situations.
Yeah, but it's maybe one could lead to another.
For sure, if it was different people in there, maybe. You know?
But
I do think the coercion aspect of things is an interesting take on it that I had never really thought about before. But I did see somebody, when this first came out, it was like, midnight on Saturday or something, and I was up and I was reading it, and I just went on Twitter, and you can just read all the different stances that everybody has. And so after my initial reaction, which was like, well, that's messed up, I was like, you know, that's messed up. I was like, I don't want to necessarily say I was against Aziz, but I was like, man, like, you should know better. I don't know. And then
it was a super Herb move.
And then I
or
watched,
series of moves on his part. Yes.
And then I was reading more, and then women were saying different things. some were saying this, some were saying that. And they're like, well, why'd you do that? You know, I was like, okay. It's just interesting to take all that in because mm-hmm. they're women.
There's a thousand bajillion opinions on this too. You know what I mean?
I did see one person say that I didn't necessarily. This is an interesting take. She said you should never ask.
For it?
Never for anything. Ask. Never ask. And I may have interpreted what she said wrong.
I like what she's saying.
So she's saying everything is
right.
However,
I understand what she's saying.
Is everything a natural progression and it should just be about feeling and
well, that,
is that what she's saying?
Well, let me continue.
I think that goes well into your next, the last.
Oh, and that's what I was going to say. So, I mean, there's this perceived notion of what sex is, right?
Right.
So obviously from that stance, it's like, well, yeah, if you have to ask, then...
Right.
But it the way it was worded at the same time, it made me think of how people will interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a confusing statement because to people that aren't going to pay a lot of attention to this,
mm-hmm.
ask, you know, they're going to be like, oh, well, now we can't even ask for it, and so what are we supposed to do right here? You know, like...
It is, yeah.
Shit, I mean, you know, like, you don't want me to force it, you don't
like
want me
voice.
To ask, you
I
know?
I like the voice. I like the voice.
I don't know what to do.
But the aspect is let it happen naturally. You don't have to be Ragmire.
I'm glad you said that. I saw a video, DJ Vlad. He was interviewing Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon says he's trying to, I guess, patent or work on an app, and it's called the CNCNT app. Basically, this app is a app for people that want to consent to have sex. Two people, like, in terms of actually on their phone having the app to say, I will have sex with this person. Everything is, like, legal, like, all of that. Both people have to click it, and then it records it. So he talked about how he's trying to get it so that everything on the legality side is good so it can stand up in court if anything happens. To Lone's point, when we talked about...
Shit sounds problematic to me.
That's what I was getting to. Like, to me, there's a possibility of mad holes in this because it's the gray area that we just talked about with Aziz. It's like...
Well here's the one point, mm-hmm. the basic point. You can be with a woman and she could sign off on it.
Right.
But then if she... The next moment, if she says, right. I don't consent to this, then you don't do it.
Exactly.
Like, it's that simple.
So how does the app... Take that into consideration.
It doesn't. It's not possible.
Technically, you're asking.
Dudes are
going to
be like,
no. To his point, he just talked about the young lady was saying that you shouldn't have to ask.
Right.
So if you have this app, technically you're asking every time.
Exactly.
It's
a subtle way.
Do you have the app? I need you to download the app real quick because I don't know where this night is going, and I just want to make sure that.
We covered before. Yeah.
It like right promotes now. Lameness.
Yeah, it does, you know? and that has to be a very awkward conversation. Like, what you're in the heat of the moment. It's about to go down, and you like, let me grab my phone.
You got that app though.
You got that app.
Maybe this is the same thing people
what
said
that
about
app
condoms.
Do.
Yeah. What that app
what
do?
What that app do?
What that app do? I mean, we got a hashtag. That. Yeah. What that
heat
app
of the
do?
Moment.
Yeah, Netflix and chill. And what that app?
What
do?
That app do?
Straight
what
up.
That app do?
Yeah. I thought. It was interesting, but it's kind of like, to Lone's point, there could be mad holes that you could point in that thing.
Yeah. Well, I think, I don't know if it
it's
really...
a dope idea to me, though. I just don't know if there's enough meat and potatoes on it, if it's enough to
there's
carry
gonna be
it
some people that lose the cookie based off trying to drop that app. Yeah.
Could be.
Straight up.
There's a cornball factor to... Pulling out this app, like yeah, with that app.
Well, but, I mean, yeah. But this whole dance between man and woman is a human interaction too. You can't take that part out of it. You know, like that's to me that's the tricky part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah. I mean,
Black Mirror shit, man.
There needs to be some sort of form of consciousness to where, like, remember that episode of Black Mirror where everybody becomes like, I don't care if it's a spoiler.
I haven't seen it.
The one where everybody gets like phased out and you can't see somebody if they turn you off.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like did you guys hear? Speaking of Black Mirror, that there's in China or Japan, they've talked about starting like this social rating system.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Social
see that.
And that's like what episode was that? It was like season 3, episode 1, I think.
Something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, where the chick, she like the social. Her social media presence
has to do with like her credit and being accepted in certain neighborhoods and being invited to like her friend's wedding and where she's sitting. It's crazy.
You talking about the Black Mirror episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It took all that into consideration.
Like, have you seen that episode?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, like you have to get
the credit too,
likes and stuff like that from people who have like a higher status than you, and that makes your status go up. Yeah. And like,
holy shit!
Like you, like say you walked into a restaurant and you met the waiter or whatnot, and you had a good experience.
Yeah,
you're
expected to rate that waiter.
The expectation comes
really.
That's the interesting part.
Well, damn.
And at one point,
that makes his social presence rise.
Is Black Mirror based around this and social interaction? And is
Black
that
Mirror is based on shit that's out there that people are unsuspecting of, I believe. That's okay. How I feel about it.
You know what Black Mirror actually stands for?
What?
It's the dark screen of a television when it's off, when you look at it. It's deep.
Along with that word. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's
so
crazy.
So think about it, and it's just like everything on the show is not really far off.
Yeah, right. It's like it's not real, but at the same time, you're like, there's something real about this. Like
everything, like feels Enemy like it of could State be, shit. It could happen. In
Remember
the
next when 10 Enemy
to 50
of State
years.
Came out?
Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Yeah,
and how they were showing all these cameras and stuff in the sky.
Yeah,
that could zero in on exactly what
Satellite
was going on.
Joints,
that was
yeah.
new. Like when you seen it, he was like, "Yeah, right."
Yeah.
That shit was happening.
Yeah.
Go to Google
and
Maps,
now,
brother.
And now it's common.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They'll spring it on you like that to make you be like, ah, this is far in the future. This is just a movie. No, the shit's actually in play. It's happening. And now that it is happening, it's almost like, you don't even care anymore.
Right.
It is what it is.
It's getting closer.
Yeah.
But Black Mirror is very interesting.
Shit's crazy.
That got me want to check that out, man.
Mm. I think we may have told you to check it out like a year ago at least.
It might be time then. Y'all definitely just sold me. I was
asleep.
I always admit when I'm asleep, though. I'm asleep.
You could kind of binge watch it, too.
Do I have anything else
you
that
can
we
definitely
need,
do
need
that.
To talk about? Or do we want to touch on anything else that we've already talked about anymore?
One thing I was going to bring up, Pharoah Monch
yes,
and
sir.
The show Friday.
Yes, sir.
The Hi-Fi.
Yeah. Well, no, the Wine After Work is before that,
It's at the Jazz Kitchen?
Jazz
Kitchen. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
The Built.
Yeah. Ooh, wee. Go ahead and give it to yourself. No, hand it to Mike. Let him do it.
I haven't done it yet. That's a good first one.
Thursday night is the build.
Because it's Mike.
Thursday night is the build from 6:30 to 8:30 at Kepra. later that evening is the DJ Zero battle at Icon Lounge downtown.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We're into the finals, semifinals.
I love that contest. That's dope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Friday's Wine After
Work. Is Brother to the Night still alive?
He is.
Nice. He is.
Yep.
I think my man TC.
That's my man.
Still
Shout
in
to
it.
Brother to the Night well. And the.
I think.
Impromptu. I think she's still. Impromptu. Is she still in it?
The Drunken Knights podcast.
Yeah.
Shout to those dudes.
And T. Eris, which is a dope name.
Nice.
Yeah, like and a couple other people. Who else? So Friday, Wine After Work, then Pharoah Monch. Project Pat is also playing at the Vogue.
Shout out to my dude, Pat. He's opening for Project
Sirius
Pat.
Black.
Sirius Black on Saturday
Project
at the
Pato.
Hi-Fi. The Hi-Fi, okay. Sirius Black's going away party, or going away show. He's moving out of town, so
nice.
If you're in town, check that out. Or also the Icon party, which is going on at, I believe, the Jazz
Cash
Kitchen.
Money versus No Limit.
It's Metronome, and who else on the ones and twos?
Lady Shay.
Lady Word. Shay, yep.
Last year was dope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year that was dope.
So
it's usually always a good party.
Yeah. We've announced the Dilla Dre party that we're going to be a part of, bringing on the band with Old Soul, which is going to be February 17th at the Hi-Fi. I believe that's the date.
That looks like that's going to be very fun
it's
and
be
interesting.
And it's a contest, too. So if you're an MC or a producer, we have a
get involved.
Yeah, it's a $600 prize, too.
Get
so
that bag.
The first 10 people to sign up, you got to put together a 3-track EP. The producer has to flip a sample that was used on Donuts.
Okay.
And the MC has to write a song based on the original sample. And then they have to put 3 songs together and then perform it live, and the winner gets $600. So
that will be
submission process is on bringing down the band. So
there will be a judges panel for that as well, correct?
Well, of course. How else would we choose?
How else?
Do we know the next question?
Do we know who?
Yeah, we don't have the judges selected yet. Okay. So
you know, people might want to know, man.
Yeah, you know. But believe me, I'm a part of it, so the judges are not going to be whack.
That is a fact.
And if you rap over your vocals, you'll probably get docked.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
Bang, bang.
We don't like that. Not at all.
Yeah.
Did we miss? Is that everything? We wrap everything up?
I think that was a pretty solid episode.
I agree.
Overall.
I would say so as well.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be quagmiring. And,
don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless somebody wants you to giggity, don't giggity. Mm.
I like that.
Yeah.
That is going to conclude episode 64, the New Old Heads Podcast, Longevity, DJ J Diff, DJ Spools. I am Major 7. Make sure you visit bringingdowntheband.com. We have links to our Patreon site. We are working on making that more easy and accessible for you all to see what we have, so stay tuned. Be patient with us.
But it's
give
still,
us a dollar.
It's still go. You can
it's,
still go to
it's
New Old
still patreon.com/newoldheads.
Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory, but we'll be talking about it more.
Support us.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Holler.